Missouri Synod, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the fourth chapter of Ecclesiastes, we hear, two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Gracious God, as we return this day to those we love, help us to be mindful of the blessing they are to us. They help us when we are down to see the joy that is right there next to us. They help us to be aware of the beauty in the world and the people about us. They encourage us to always do the right thing and comfort us when difficulties arise for us. We pray for your blessings on our loved ones, for truly they are a blessing to us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Center from second. Center from seventh. Center from St. Clair. Center from Jasper. Oh, good. Senator from Green. Quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, eighth day, Wednesday, January 21st, 2009. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be as proved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion. Many have served the opinion it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Franklin.
President, Mr. President, I have the absolute honor and I'm very excited about having two people that I've known probably for 30-something years. For the first time, they've come to Jefferson City. Romy and Linda Marfort from Washington. They're related to my wife, and I'll tell you what, they're two of the finest people you'd ever want to meet. So I'd like for the
will the guest of the senator from Franklin please rise for recognition by the Senate. Senator from Jasper.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce a very special group of guests from the Jasper 5 R5 School District in Jasper, Missouri. We have four seniors and we have 15 juniors. They are the Creating Civic Leaders Program, which is sponsored by the Missouri Bar Association, the Missouri School Boards Association, and the Missouri Service Learning Group. And let's see, they are accompanied by their group sponsor, who's is it Villa Waltz? I would ask that they be made welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Will all the guests of the senator from Jasper wave or stand, as the case may be, so that we may welcome you today? Further introductions. We're delighted to have all our guests today and every day. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a very special guest that has returned to the Capitol, Ann Turner, who was a member of my staff and was also a member of our caucus staff, has returned. I wanted to have the chance. She left us at the end of December and wanted to have a chance to bring her back. She provided great service, but I think is fairly obvious she is expecting relatively soon, and I wanted to bring her back and let this body have a chance to say hi to her and thank her for the great job that she did for this Senate body, and particularly for the great job she did for my office, and would like us to welcome her and wish her the best of luck in her new career of motherhood.
So. Well, the guest and Mrs. Turner, please rise for a welcome. Further introduction. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got a resolution I'd like to send forward.
Send it forward.
I would like to explain it and then ask that it be printed in journal and referred to committee.
Shall be printed.
Thank you. Mr. President, this is a resolution that would put before the body a change to our rules which would allow us to use laptop computers on our desk. It is an issue that has come before the body before. However, I note that we have a number of new members, and I want to give them an opportunity to express their views on the subject. So this will be going through the Rules Committee, and hopefully will emerge, and we'll get a chance to vote on it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cole was on a seat. Senator from Buchanan.
Senator, from the 8th resolution, will you refer both a printed and electronic copy to the Rules Committee?
Shall be so referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward, Senator.
I'd request that the reading of the resolution be waived and ask that it be printed in the journal.
It will be printed. Do you care to explain?
This resolution is for the annual use of the chamber by Rotary Clubs from all over the state for Student Government Day, Monday, March 16th in the morning.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, if you cared to...
I would like to now request unanimous consent of the Senate that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking up this Senate resolution for adoption.
Does anyone object to that unanimous consent request? Hearing no objection, we shall take it up now. You move to adopt. You've heard the motion of the senator from Cole to adopt the resolution. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close. The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to. Resolutions. Concurrent resolution. Senator
Present.
From Buchanan. Senator from Buchanan.
On the order of business of resolutions, would ask the Senate Resolution number 86 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Resolution number 86 is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that Senate Resolution number 86 be adopted. This is the resolution that we passed out yesterday that deals with the committees and the makeup of those committees as well as the names of the committee. Be happy to answer any questions on that. I think all the assignments are out. Everybody knows their place.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from Buchanan is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to thank the senator from the 11th and his staff for working on this. I think it was a relatively smooth process. I feel very good about the position we're at. And with that, I renew my motion.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. Call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones,
by your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. Senator from Buchanan.
Would like to send forward to the Secretary the list of committee assignments and the committee schedule and ask that those be printed in the journal.
Shall be so ordered, printed. We are on the order of business of resolution. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Send it forward, Senator.
Mr. President, I would ask for a waiver of the reading and ask that it be printed in the journal.
It will be printed.
And Mr. President, I would move unanimous consent to suspend the rules and vote on this resolution. It has to do with allowing Missouri Girls State of the American Legion Auxiliary to use the chamber.
Does any senator object? Hearing none, that is how we shall proceed. Did you make the motion?
I so move.
The senator from 24th moves adoption of the resolution. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews her motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, would you note that the gentleman that was on the short list for economic director for the state of Missouri, but went in for the interview and found out he was 6'5", so he's taken off the short list, is here today and has been given permission to take, he's shaking his head every other time. Image is here, that's Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV, Columbia. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Jeff.
Resolutions, concurrent resolutions, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution. I'd like to send it forward. I would ask to be printed in the journal. It
send
is substantive. I'd like
printed.
An opportunity to explain it to my colleagues, Mr. President. First of all, I want to thank the 17 other senators that have already signed on to this concurrent resolution. Today, alas, is the 36th anniversary of the infamous Roe versus Wade decision. Over the decades since Roe was handed down by the Supreme Court, the courts have spent lots of time defining the contours of the restrictions that the Supreme Court tried to, or that actually did place on abortion in the Roe decision. And legislatures and governors, and certainly those of you who have served in this body, understand that this legislature and this state have worked hard to understand what those limitations are, and we have passed over the years in a bipartisan fashion a number of restrictions on abortion that are permissible under Roe versus Wade. Exercising the power given to us by the people that elected us, and truly in bipartisan form. I don't know of any abortion restriction that we have dealt with in this legislature that hasn't had fairly broad bipartisan support. However, there is now an effort afoot in Washington, D.C., in our capital, to substitute the judgment of the United States Congress, the 111th Congress, for the judgment of this legislature and for the people who have served in this legislature over a number of years. And it comes to us in the form of the Freedom of Choice Act, which would be a statutory way of establishing an absolute right to an abortion and would have the effect of wiping out decades worth of work in state legislatures from coast to coast in our country. This concurrent resolution calls on the Congress to recognize
that the state legislatures have a better clarity on this issue and are more likely to represent the interest of their constituents than Congress would be from their view in Washington. It calls on Congress to reject the Freedom of Choice Act. And I do thank my colleagues that have joined, but I also want to invite those of you that have not yet signed this concurrent resolution to consider doing so. This will go through the process, be assigned to committee, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to debate it on the floor. Now, I'm not naive. I understand a concurrent resolution that calls on Congress to do something. We've sent these on, and frequently they are roundly ignored. But yet I think it's very important on behalf of our citizens who sent us down here and on behalf of the years and years of work that have been done in this legislature by Democrats and Republicans alike to try to establish some common sense restrictions on abortion to be wiped away with the passing of one federal act, we must stand up and object. And this is our way to collectively do so as members of the House and the Senate. So I do ask my colleagues to please join me in signing this concurrent resolution, and we'll have an opportunity to debate this in the intelligent, civilized fashion that we always do here in the Missouri Senate. Thank you for your time.
Concurrent resolution. Senator from 24th.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward.
I would ask for a waiver of the reading as to be printed in the journal.
It will be printed in the journal.
Mr. President, this has to do with the Equal Rights Amendment, allowing women equal footing with men in our country. Thank you.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send it forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 218, introduced by Senator Ridgeway, an act relating to jury trials and termination of parental rights proceedings.
Mr. President, that bill just simply would provide for jury trials, if requested, in involuntary termination of parental rights proceedings.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 219, introduced by Senator Ridgeway, an act relating to continuous alcohol monitoring.
Thank you, Mr. President. The bill is self-explanatory.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, thank you. If I could be very specific, I have three copies of six separate bills that I would like to send forward to you this morning, some of which were actually in my folder yesterday, but I overlooked them.
You have six bills to send forward?
That's embarrassing, but I do, yes.
Thank you, Senator. Read the first of the Senator from Lawrence's legislative package.
Senate Bill 220, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to reduced ignition propensity cigarettes.
For all of them.
Okay, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 221, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to resisting arrest. Senate Bill 222, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to the use and disclosure of personal identification information in certain documents. Senate Bill 223, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to sexually oriented businesses. Senate Bill 224, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to articles of incorporation. Senate Bill 225, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to release on bail.
Introduction of bill, Senator from the 8th.
President, I have one bill I'd like to send forward. Mr. President, this, I'll wait till it's read.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 226, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to sexually oriented businesses.
Mr. President, I resume my battle against the smut shops and porn shops up and down I-70 and other highways in our state, and I invite my colleagues to join me in the battle against these places that are a blight on our state's landscape. Thank you.
Senator from 23rd.
Bill, I'd like to send it forward.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 227, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to dangerous wild animals.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. The bill is self-explanatory.
Senator from St. Clair.
I have a bill to send forward.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 228, introduced by Senator Scott et al., an act relating to clean energy generation.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased to join with the Senator from Dent in introducing the Missouri Clean and Renewable Energy Construction Act. Several people have already signed on to it. That would provide assistance in financing solar, wind, and nuclear energy plants in the state of Missouri, and I think it would be a great asset for the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from 24th.
President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 229, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the posting of nurse staffing levels at hospitals.
Senator.
It's self-explanatory.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 230. Introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the Uniform Plan Community Act.
Senator.
Explanatory, thank you.
Senator from the 7th.
President, I have five bills.
Send your five bills forward. Read the first one.
Senate Bill 231, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to landlord-tenant actions.
Bill.
Senate Bill 232, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to education requirements for public employees.
No explanation on that.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 233, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to teacher certification.
Yes, I do have an explanation on that, Mr. President.
Give us a minute.
In the last few days, we've had some wonderful Senate seminars, and one just yesterday on education. We learned about the need to be able to get experts into the classroom, and we do require a personal financial course of high school students, but we have a hard time finding those experts that can teach it. The bankers in our state and other financial experts are willing to come forward and teach these courses, oftentimes without compensation, and so this bill would allow them to do that.
Okay, Senator, read the third bill. Or the next bill.
Senate Bill 234, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to teacher salaries.
Senator, care to explain your bill?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. President. This one kind of piggybacks on the other one. The other thing we heard in that seminar is that we only had one physics teacher in the entire state of Missouri graduate ready to teach physics in the state of Missouri with our over 500 districts. This one would allow school districts to pay an incentive to attract math, technology, science-type teachers
and encourage more people to get into the classroom. So I give that one to you, too.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 235, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to manufactured homes.
Senator, care to explain your bill?
No explanation on that one.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward to the Senator and Madam Secretary. When the bills arrive, please read the bills.
Senate Bill 236, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the payment of health insurance claims.
Senator, care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This legislation modifies the requirements for the prompt payment of health insurance claims.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill 237, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the Nurse Licensure Compact. Oh.
Senator, before I let you explain the bill, we have a violation of Senate rules. It is you have a beverage in a non-approved cup. Shame. Shame. Mr. Sergeant at Arms, if you can either confiscate it or if you will toss it in the receptacle there, that would be fine.
Well, Mr. President, it's about half full. I don't want to do that.
Then transfer the beverage. There you go.
No, just take it. Thank you. Could you heat it up on it? No, I'm kidding.
There you go, Senator. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Now, if you would explain your bill.
Self-explanatory, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you. Introduction to bills. Seeing none. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, may I speak on a point of personal privilege?
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. The senator from the 8th brought up the issue of the Roe v. Wade anniversary, and I just wanted to make a couple of points. The anti-choice movement is using the Freedom of Choice Act as a rallying point against choice of reproductive rights and against our newly elected President Barack Obama. But it's clear that the issue is just a red herring to keep public debate on the specter of abortion on demand, rather on the true issue of common sense prevention of the need for abortion. We had the opportunity to change the debate here in Missouri on reproductive rights by getting all of us involved in common ground, common sense solutions that will reduce unintended pregnancies and reduce the need for abortion. Investing more in family planning programs that would provide women with healthcare screenings and cancer screenings, and working toward honest, realistic sex education rather than failed abstinence-only programs, and focusing on parents choosing when to have children, when they can have them so that they can bring them up in a healthy environment. One in four teenage girls in the country has a sexually transmitted infection, and Missouri has some of the highest rates in the country. We need sex education that works. Nationwide, abortion rates are at their lowest since 1974, but the stark differences between who has access to an abortion and who doesn't is grim. Poor people have no access. The obvious solution to this issue is increasing funding for family planning and for sex education rather than forcing women into the trauma of a forced pregnancy. I hope we'll all work together to reduce the need for abortion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the order of business of introduction of bills. Seeing none, Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, do we have any messages from the governor?
Yes, we do.
Would you have those printed into the journal and waive the reading? And do we have any messages from the House?
Nope, we do not.
Okay. Then, Mr. President, would you...
By the way, Senator, the messages will be printed in the journal.
Thank you. Mr. President, also make mention that the packets on the governor's appointments are on your desk. Some of you don't go through it, so these are the new ones today. We put that. That will not typically be what we do on the other appointments after the cabinet level, but you have them there today. Mr. President, would you take us to the order of business for reports of standing committees?
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Buchanan.
I have a report from your gubernatorial appointments committee.
Please send your report forward, Senator. And Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives.
Mr. President?
Senator Buchanan?
I would move that without objection, the advice and consent to the appointees listed in that report be approved by the Senate in one motion.
Senator Buchanan has moved that a waiver of the reading be made without objection. And that the appointments be approved by one motion. Seeing no objection or hearing no objection, request is granted. Okay. Senator Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just very briefly, these are Kelvin Simmons for the Commissioner of Administration, Karen Mitchell for Director of Department of Revenue, and Colonel Steve Danner to be the Adjutant General of the National Guard.
Senator Buchanan has moved for the approval of the appointments. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator Buchanan has moved for the approval of the appointments. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed? The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is approved. The appointments are approved. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements.
And I would ask, Mr. President, you recognize me for a couple of brief announcements.
Proceed.
Thank you. Just to let you know what's happening here, we're going to go to the second reading of Senate bills. So all the bills that have been pre-filed and filed that the Senator from Buchanan then can assign them. It's going to be take a while if you'd like to join us. We'd be happy to have you here. Other than that, next week on rules, we are going to make some changes in the rules, or try to make some changes in the rules. After talking to the minority leader, there's a couple, two or three rules that are just minor changes and don't appear to be controversial. We'll bring those straight to the floor like the ones were today. And then there's one that we will send to the rules committee. And the one that we're going to send to the rules committee is on computers on the floor. And there's been several proposals on whether if you shut your laptop when you're in debate, or whether we should either allow computers or take away Blackberries, a wide right. So if you have input on that, talk to a member of the Rules Committee, what you think should come forward to this body later in the week, I believe. That's where we're at. After this, my intention to go to second reading of Senate bills, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Senator from the 11th was the first seeking recognition. Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the Senator from St. Francis?
Senator from St. Francis, yield. He yields. Proceed.
One thing. When do you anticipate that discussion taking place on the rules that are not
Tuesday or Wednesday?
You've got one going to the committee, and then the other two that are more just
Tuesday or Wednesday.
It
would be an intention to introduce them Monday and talk about them Tuesday, the non-controversial things,
okay.
And then go to the Rules Committee on Tuesday with the other one and then come back out with it a little later.
So probably deal with all, even though the one that goes to the committee deals with all of the rule changes the same day?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I'll let you know next week when we set that up.
All right.
There are several people who want input on that, so we may have to work out a compromise.
Okay.
The others shouldn't take any time, but we may have to work
all
out
right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you,
okay.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 8th.
I'd like to inquire of the majority floor leader, if I could.
Senator from St. Francois, you yield?
I yield.
He does proceed.
And Senator, I recognize, I thought you were up a little bit before the minority leader there a few minutes ago, but, you know, the President didn't see
it. I happily defer to my colleague from Jackson. Senator, I'm not on the Rules Committee. I wanted to express some public appreciation for my discussions with the senator from Jasper, because he and I have obviously been on differing opinions in the past on the on the issue of laptop rule. I say this to you as a prime member of the Rules Committee. I my hope is that we can bring this to the floor and that what the compromise deal won't necessarily be reached in the Rules Committee, but that the entire Senate would have an opportunity to weigh in on the contours of when we would allow and wouldn't allow, and that we wouldn't get into a mode, and I say this to myself, as everybody who knows me, I can get into a mode of kind of getting too bullheaded on things, but that we just kind of get a sense for where the Senate is on this, and whether we want to have, where the boundaries of those restrictions would be, because I think it's always an interesting debate when we have it here on the floor, and we have a number of new members,
right?
And I think we owe it to the new members not to hatch a rule off the floor and to try to handle
there
this.
There won't be a rule that's set in concrete, Senator, but I do think we should, on things that need to be discussed and vetted, go through the
process. I totally agree.
And so I don't want to go through that committee process saying, okay, we're here today to discuss something, but it really doesn't matter what you all say, because it's going to be completely different.
Well,
I'd like input from the body to those members. Just say, hey, we'd like this talked about.
In fact,
and then we'll bring that up on the floor and say, these are the possibilities. Let's see where we go.
Well, what I would anticipate, be like anything else that comes to a floor out of a committee, what's going to come to the floor is the sense of that committee, which is,
could be changed.
You know, could be changed, but it's important for the Senate to know what, that subset of this body thought. So it makes perfect sense.
Not
thank
necessarily
you,
the sense of that committee is the sense of the whole body.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
President, I do have one announcement, too.
Well, we're on the order of announcements.
Thank you. I wanted to announce that Judiciary Committee will resume its meetings on Monday night, starting this Monday night. We're scheduled normally to begin at 7, but early in session when we're getting out fairly quickly, we try to move that up to 6 o'clock, and we're going to have second read bills, so I'm under the gun here to get our bills listed, but we've already selected some bills, about 6 of them, that we'll be taking on Monday night. So I just wanted to warn the members of the Judiciary Committee, I look forward to serving with you, and we'll see you Monday night.
Okay. Senator, may I inquire of you?
Yes.
Just wanted to let you know that... a while ago, I did see the senator from the 11th. You are a little shorter, so.
That is an accurate statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you. I actually got some housekeeping stuff, but also have an announcement. Senator from St. Francis mentioned we are going to do second reading of Senate bills. If you are a committee chairman if you're a committee chairman by now, look at these, get your committees, get these bills scheduled for hearings next week. We want to get rolling on that. Do that before you leave today so those hearing notices are posted. Mr. President, I'd like to send a couple issues for these. Would be the Escort Committee for the State of the State and the Escort Committee for the State of the Judiciary. Why don't you have the Secretary go ahead and read those as well as print them in the journal?
We will do that, Senator. When they arrive, Madam Secretary, please read the appointment.
January 22nd, 2009. Ms. Terry Spieler, Secretary of the Senate, Room 325, State Capitol, Jefferson City, Missouri. Dear Ms. Spieler, I have appointed the following senators to serve as the Senate Escort Committee for the State of the State Address: Senator Bray, Senator Callahan, Senator Days, Senator Dempsey, Senator Engler, Senator Goodman, Senator Green, Senator Scott, Senator Stoffer, and Senator Shields. Also, I have appointed the following senators to serve as the Senate Escort Committee for the State of the Judiciary Address: Senators Bartle, Callahan, Cunningham, Days, Justice, Lemke, Mayer, Schaefer, Schmidt, and Smith. Sincerely, Charlie W. Shields.
Senator Buchanan.
Mr. President, just want to note that the Senate photographer, we get a picture of the Senator from the 7th and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court walking down the aisle together. It'll be a magical thing. Also, Mr. President, would you note in the journal that I would like to refer Senate Committee Resolution Number 10 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics.
It will be so referred, Senator. Senator St. Clair has been up twice.
What order of business are we on?
We're on announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to announce that the Financial Governmental Organization Election Committee will meet at 2 o'clock on Monday and take up Senate Bill 1. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you, Senator. The senior senator from St. Charles. Senior senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement. I wanted just to make the body aware of something that happened today. It was kind of overlooked, but the senator from the 24th passed a resolution. And I have seen the rest of her legislative package, and I think this is the only opportunity I'm going to get a chance to congratulate her this year. So I just wanted to congratulate the senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from St. Francois.
Just another brief announcement. I saw that that resolution was dealing with the Girl Scouts organization, and I believe the Girl Scouts organization is in the midst of a cookie sales drive. I don't know. Isn't that right? You missed your plug opportunity. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for that plug opportunity, Senator. Senator, okay, we're on announcements. Seeing none, Senator Buchanan. Nope. I'm sorry. Excuse me. We'll go back over here. Senator St. Francois.
Mr. President, I'd like to take us to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading of Senate bills. Senator Buchanan.
Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to pre-need funeral contracts.
Small business. Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, an act relating to actions prohibited on the rivers of the state.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to business premises safety.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating to a quality rating system for child care facilities.
Health. Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, an act relating to the Missouri County Planning Act.
Jobs. Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, an act relating to the voting power of city mayors.
Jobs. Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, an act relating to community codes.
Jobs. Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, an act relating to crime laboratories.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, an act relating to the Missouri Health Net Oversight Committee.
Health. Senate Bill 10.
Senate Bill 10, an act relating to hunting and fishing.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 11.
Senate Bill 11, an act relating to fuel ethanol.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 12.
Senate Bill 12, an act relating to Board of Education policies on teacher pay.
Education. Senate Bill 13.
Senate Bill 13, an act relating to the authority to construct, maintain, and operate toll facilities.
Transportation. Senate Bill 14.
Senate Bill 14, an act relating to disqualification of candidates for public office.
Financial. Senate Bill 15.
Senate Bill 15, an act to authorize the conveyance of property owned by the state in Jasper County to Missouri Southern State University.
General Laws. Senate Bill 16.
Senate Bill 16, an act relating to insurance identification cards.
Small Business. Senate Bill 17.
Senate Bill 17, an act relating to repealing the death penalty.
Progress and Development. Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18, an act relating to the Missouri Universal Health Assurance Program.
Progress and Development. Senate Bill 19.
Senate Bill 19, an act relating to the implementation of the Streamlined Sales and Use Tax Agreement.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 20.
Senate Bill 20, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less.
Financial. Senate Bill 21.
Senate Bill 21, an act relating to advanced voting.
Financial. Senate Bill 22.
Senate Bill 22, an act relating to ballots.
Financial. Senate Bill 23.
Senate Bill 23, an act relating to education.
Education. Senate Bill 24.
Senate Bill 24, an act relating to education funding.
Education. Senate Bill 25.
Senate Bill 25, an act relating to education funding.
Education. Senate Bill 26.
Senate Bill 26, an act relating to alcohol beverage vaporizers.
General Laws. Senate Bill 27.
Senate Bill 27, an act relating to protective headgear for operation of motorcycles or motor tricycles.
General Laws. Senate Bill 28.
Senate Bill 28, an act relating to vested members of the Missouri State Employees Retirement System.
Veterans. Senate Bill 29.
Senate Bill 29, an act relating to renewable fuel.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 30.
Senate Bill 30, an act relating to restricted license plates.
Transportation. Senate Bill 31.
Senate Bill 31, an act relating to eliminating the position of Transportation Inspector General.
Transportation. Senate Bill 32.
Senate Bill 32, an act relating to duty-free zones.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 33.
Senate Bill 33, an act relating to to the Missouri Strive to Succeed graduation program.
Education, Senate Bill 34.
Senate Bill 34, an act relating to eligibility for food stamps.
Health, Senate Bill 35.
Senate Bill 35, an act relating to fair ballot language.
Financial, Senate Bill 36.
Senate Bill 36, an act relating to the penalties for certain forcible sexual offenses committed against children.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 37.
Senate Bill 37, an act relating to the public defender system.
General law, Senate Bill 38.
Senate Bill 38, an act relating to counties changing classification.
Jobs, Senate Bill 39.
Senate Bill 39, an act relating to the 45th Judicial Circuit.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 40.
Senate Bill 40, an act relating to the Higher Education Academic Scholarship Program.
Education, Senate Bill 41.
Senate Bill 41, an act relating to protecting children from sexual offenders.
Education, Senate Bill 42.
Senate Bill 42, an act relating to the Teacher Choice Compensation Package.
Education, Senate Bill 43.
Senate Bill 43, an act relating to the telemarketing no-call list.
Commerce, Senate Bill 44.
Senate Bill 44, an act relating to private jails.
Jobs, Senate Bill 45.
Senate Bill 45, an act relating to certain tax credit programs administered by the Department of Economic Development.
Jobs, Senate Bill 46.
Senate Bill 46, an act relating to the sentencing of felons.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 47.
Senate Bill 47, an act relating to educational requirements for certain law enforcement personnel.
General laws, Senate Bill 49.
Senate Bill 49, an act relating to sales tax for trade and exchange transactions.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 50.
Senate Bill 50, an act relating to equal employment practices.
Progress, Senate Bill 51.
Senate Bill 51, an act relating to charter schools.
Education, Senate Bill 52.
Senate Bill 52, an act relating to domestic violence.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 53.
Senate Bill 53, an act relating to adoption records.
General laws, Senate Bill 54.
Senate Bill 54, an act relating to guardianship of minors and incapacitated adults.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 55.
Senate Bill 55, an act relating to school district records.
Education, Senate Bill 56.
Senate Bill 56, an act relating to education funding.
Education, Senate Bill 57.
Senate Bill 57, an act relating to billboards.
Transportation, Senate Bill 58.
Senate Bill 58, an act relating to the regulation of motor vehicles.
Transportation, Senate Bill 59.
Senate Bill 59, an act relating to the transportation of radioactive waste.
Transportation, Senate Bill 60.
Senate Bill 60, an act relating to teaching standards.
Education, Senate Bill 61.
Senate Bill 61, an act relating to youth smoking.
Health, Senate Bill 62.
Senate Bill 62, an act relating to parenting coordinators.
General laws, Senate Bill 63.
Senate Bill 63, an act relating to dog fighting.
General laws. Where did I stop at? 63?
64. Senate Bill 64, an act relating to charter schools.
Education, Senate Bill 65.
Senate Bill 65. An act relating to telephone calls.
Commerce, Senate Bill 66.
Senate Bill 66, an act relating to filing financial interest statements.
Senate Bill 67.
Senate Bill 67, an act relating to the operation of golf carts and motorized wheelchairs upon streets.
Jobs, Senate Bill 68.
I'm sorry. Senator Buchanan?
Yes.
Would you please indicate where Senate Bill 66 was supposed to go?
Financial.
Financial.
Now we're on 68.
Senate Bill 68, an act relating to criminally negligent storage of a firearm.
Progress, Senate Bill 69.
Senate Bill 69, an act relating to property insurance.
Small business, Senate Bill 70.
Senate Bill 70, an act relating to third-party candidates.
Financial, Senate Bill 71.
Senate Bill 71, an act relating to a tax credit for contributions made to mentally retarded and developmental-type disability care providers.
Governmental accountability, Senate Bill 72.
Senate Bill 72, an act relating to the transfer of long-term care beds to certain new health care facilities.
Health, Senate Bill 73.
Senate Bill 73, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Progress, Senate Bill 74.
Senate Bill 74, an act relating to an income tax credit for poll workers.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 75.
Senate Bill 75, an act relating to the Land Assemblage Tax Credit Program.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 76.
Senate Bill 76, an act relating to the Volunteer and Parents Incentive Program.
Education, Senate Bill 77.
Senate Bill 77, an act relating to Comprehensive Day Rehabilitation Services under the MoHealthNet Program.
Health, Senate Bill 78.
Senate Bill 78, an act relating to the establishment of the Missouri Senior Cadet Program.
Education, Senate Bill 79.
Senate Bill 79, an act relating to anti-bullying policies.
Senate Bill 80, jobs.
Senate
Bill 80. Sorry, trying to cut out the middle, man. Senate Bill 80.
Senate Bill 80, an act relating to homeless person assistance.
Jobs. Senate Bill 81.
Senate Bill 81, an act relating to the criminalization of displaying a noose.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 82.
Senate Bill 82, an act relating to the unlawful use of weapons.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 83.
Senate Bill 83, an act relating to stun guns.
General Laws, Senate Bill 84.
Senate Bill 84, an act relating to designation of the specialist James M. Finley Memorial Bridge.
Transportation, Senate Bill 85.
Senate Bill 85, an act relating to the Missouri Special Needs Scholarship Tax Credit Program.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 86.
Senate Bill 86, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Progress, Senate Bill 87.
Senate Bill 87, an act relating to an income tax exemption for MoHealthNet reimbursements.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 88.
Senate Bill 88, an act relating to state highway system incident management.
Transportation, Senate Bill 89.
Senate Bill 89, an act relating to inspectors or surveyors of long-term care facilities.
Health, Senate Bill 90.
Senate Bill 90, an act relating to certificate of need.
Health, Senate Bill 91.
Senate Bill 91, an act relating to securities regulation.
Financial, Senate Bill 92.
Senate Bill 92, an act relating to the Missouri Security Act.
Financial, Senate Bill 93.
Senate Bill 93, an act relating to the establishment and administration of a drunk driving memorial sign program.
Transportation, Senate Bill 94.
Senate Bill 94, an act relating to child care subsidies.
Education, Senate Bill 95.
Senate Bill 95, an act relating to absentee voting.
Financial, Senate Bill 96.
Senate Bill 96, an act relating to educational needs and rights for foster children.
Health, Senate Bill 97.
Senate Bill 97, an act relating to a post-secondary education entrance examination preparation program.
Education, Senate Bill 98.
Senate Bill 98, an act relating to an income tax deduction for qualified hybrid motor vehicle purchases.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 99.
Senate Bill 99, an act relating to the Predictable Property Tax Act.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 100.
Senate Bill 100, an act relating to transportation of radioactive waste.
Transportation, Senate Bill 101.
Senate Bill 101, an act relating to the membership of Department of Mental Health review panels.
Health, Senate Bill 102.
Senate Bill 102, an act relating to political subdivision services bidding standards.
Jobs, Senate Bill 103.
Senate Bill 103, an act relating to small business health insurance expenses deduction.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 104.
Senate Bill 104, an act relating to immunizations against the human papillomavirus.
Health, Senate Bill 105.
Senate Bill 105, an act relating to the Missouri Earned Income Tax Credit.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 106.
Senate Bill 106, an act relating to election offenses.
Financial, Senate Bill 107.
Senate Bill 107, an act relating to a tax deduction for higher education expenses.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 108.
Senate Bill 108, an act relating to equal rights under the law.
Progress, Senate Bill 109.
Senate Bill 109, an act relating to human rights.
Progress, Senate Bill 110.
Senate Bill 110, an act relating to establishing a process to designate interstate interchanges after members of the United States Armed Forces who have been killed in action.
Transportation, Senate Bill 111.
Senate Bill 111, an act relating to non-resident entertainer and athlete tax revenues.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 112.
Senate Bill 112, an act relating to the shock incarceration program.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 113.
Senate Bill 113, an act relating to the issuance of Missouri Development Finance Board Development Fund Contribution Tax Credits.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 114.
Senate Bill 114, an act relating to the administration of driver improvement programs by the Centralized Violation Bureau.
Transportation, Senate Bill 115.
Senate Bill 115, an act relating to initiative and referendum petitions.
Financial, Senate Bill 116.
Senate Bill 116, an act relating to the Persistence Graduation Fund.
Education, Senate Bill 117.
Senate Bill 117, an act relating to school funding.
Education, Senate Bill 118.
Senate Bill 118, an act relating to solid waste management.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 119.
Senate Bill 119, an act relating to the imposition of a fee upon wireless phone services for provision of enhanced 911 services.
Commerce, Senate Bill 120.
Senate Bill 120, an act relating to the inclusion of small employers in the state health care plan.
Health, Senate Bill 121.
Senate Bill 121, an act relating to a two-year moratorium on all State Tax Credit Programs.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 122.
Senate Bill 122, an act relating to recall of ambulance district board members.
Jobs, Senate Bill 123.
Senate Bill 123, an act relating to county collectors.
Jobs, Senate Bill 124.
Senate Bill 124, an act relating to billboards.
Transportation. Senate Bill 125.
Senate Bill 125, an act relating to the planning and design of transportation projects.
Transportation, Senate Bill 126.
Senate Bill 126, an act relating to prohibiting discrimination in life insurance based on lawful travel destinations.
Small business, Senate Bill 127.
Senate Bill 127, an act relating to math, engineering, technology, and science week.
General law, Senate Bill 128.
Senate Bill 128. An act relating to the authority to enter into design-build highway project contracts.
Transportation, Senate Bill 129.
Senate Bill 129. An act relating to the use of electronic wireless communication devices by school bus drivers.
Transportation, Senate Bill 130.
Senate Bill 130. An act relating to the use of electronic wireless telecommunication devices while operating a motor vehicle upon the highways of the state.
Transportation, Senate Bill 131.
Senate Bill 131. An act relating to vacant property registration fees.
Jobs, Senate Bill 132.
Senate Bill 132, an act relating to school safety.
Education, Senate Bill 133.
Senate Bill 133, an act relating to the public benefit of post-secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 134.
Senate Bill 134, an act relating to the creation of the Brain Tumor Awareness Organization specialty plate.
Transportation, Senate Bill 135.
Senate Bill 135, an act relating to salaries for school nurses.
Education, Senate Bill 136.
Senate Bill 136, an act relating to the New Markets Tax Credit Program.
Jobs, Senate Bill 137.
Senate Bill 137, an act relating to the Nurse Licensure Compact.
Health, Senate Bill 138.
Senate Bill 138, an act relating solely to the creation of an earned income tax credit.
Governmental Accountability, Senate Bill 139.
Senate Bill 139, an act relating to state funding for education.
Education, Senate Bill 140.
Senate Bill 140, an act relating to criminal non-support.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 141.
Senate Bill 144, an act relating to 141, an act relating to paternity determinations.
General law, Senate Bill 142.
Senate Bill 142, an act relating to the reauthorization of certain tax credit programs.
Governmental accountability, Senate Bill 143.
Senate Bill 143, an act relating to grain dealers.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 144.
Senate Bill 144, an act relating to the prostate cancer pilot program.
Health, Senate Bill 145.
Senate Bill 145, an act relating to elections.
Financial, Senate Bill 146.
Senate Bill 146, an act relating to tax relief for persons assisting seniors or disabled citizens.
Governmental accountability, Senate Bill 147.
Senate Bill 147, an act relating to the Missouri Healthy Workplace Recognition Program.
Health, Senate Bill 148.
Senate Bill 148, an act relating to tax deductions for health savings accounts.
Governmental accountability, Senate Bill 149.
Senate Bill 149, an act relating to healthcare technology.
Health and Senate Bill 150.
Senate Bill 150, an act relating to Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol employees retirement system benefits.
Pensions and Veterans Affairs.
Senator Buchanan?
Yes.
May the Chair inquire of you?
You may.
Would you look under Senate Bill 79 and restate where that was referred to?
Education.
Okay, education. Thank you. Senator from St. Francis.
Hold on.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Senator Buchanan, sorry.
Consultation with both committee chairs would like to re-refer Senate Bill 1 to financial.
If the bill will be so referred. All righty. Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you,
Mr.
President.
Try this again.
Mr. President, thank you. I was going to ask a probing question about the prostate bill that's proposed, but decided not to. So, Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator from St. Francois, time out.
That's not the norm. Under the rules, it's 10. Okay. Raise that, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 on Monday.
You've heard this motion from the Senator from St. Francois. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. All those opposed? The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. We are adjourned.